She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Hey, good morning again, Mal. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm calling to pick my purse.
Mal the sports gal, you have 10 minutes.
Yeah, the whole thing is it's about the only thing I can pick.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a lot of Cyclone fans out there that say you are, you know, biased toward the Hawkeyes, and you are a Hawkeye fan, but you have picked the Cyclones to win every single week this week
and
this
year.
And
your only two losses of the season have come from picking the Cyclones. So, I mean, this is a topsy-turvy world we're living in right now.
It sure is, and they're just rotten bastards. I went to bed bitter, and I woke up bitter.
That's what, you know what? You can screw with a lot of things, but not your record, right? Your pick record.
Yeah, that just, it made me so mad. And I'm like cheering for him just to be right. And that even made me more pissed off. So, I have a potty mouth this morning. I apologize to those kids in the back seat going to school.
Is that kids listening or your own kids, Mal?
Oh, no. My son is already up and around, and his voice changed, and he sounds like Barry White now. And he startled me in the kitchen just now. He goes, "Do we have any Fruit Loops?"
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah, I can't believe how that changed so quick.
Yeah, it does. It is something, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the Hawkeyes this morning. Of course, still stinging from last Saturday night's just heartbreaking end of the game. I mean, seriously.
Still
just,
too soon.
Just, I dropped to my knees. I seriously dropped to my knees when they lost.
Oh, yes.
It was just so, you're like, oh my God, this is like the Michigan State Big Ten championship game all over again.
Right.
Just an excruciating long drive where you're just hoping to get past it, and you're just so worried it's going to happen, and then at the very end it happens.
Oh,
so.
By inches.
Yeah. All right, speaking of Michigan State, though, boy, have they fallen in the last couple of years, and they got blown out by Notre Dame last week, and the Hawkeyes are up there to take them on tomorrow afternoon.
First of all, thanks for not mentioning the Bears and Packers game. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was ugly, too, for us, not for Kurt.
It was.
Yeah. I don't want to boast.
Well, yeah,
I just want our new quarterback.
Yes. I do, too. I hit the point where I'm like, pull the giraffe. Get him out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other story. I'm sorry.
Nope.
We're going to talk about the Hawkeyes. In Michigan State, who was 3-9 last year, but they had rebounded, and everybody thinks they're getting close to the Michigan State that we don't love, but that they love.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about these two teams, and I mean, I've said this before in the past, but I really mean it. They are like the same exact team. It's almost spooky.
Yeah, they are. You're right. A lot alike.
Yeah, two sophomore quarterbacks that are actually having decent seasons, defenses that are rock solid, running games are decent. You know, it's just like one of those games where it is going to be tough to predict, and they look like crap against Notre Dame.
They look terrible. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out if Notre Dame's improved that much or
right.
Michigan State is still just terrible like they were last year. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't either. It's hard to tell, and I think a lot of it could be the quarterback jitters or something. And that's one thing Nate Stanley has not shown that. He's played a couple of big games already, and that I'm really starting to – I've told you that. I'm really starting to like him.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, it's he must be pretty special if he made you forget CJ this quickly.
Right.
Now,
right.
CJ made me forget CJ last year, really.
Thanks for everything, CJ.
Yeah, thanks. I wish you well, but you sucked last year, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I have a picture of me and Nate Stanley on my desk at Corporate America, and I'm waiting for somebody to say, "Oh, is that your son?"
And Mal will say, "Yes."
I'll say, "Yes, it is." But yes, I do like the guy a lot. I think he really needs to work on his timing. You know, he overthrows guys a lot, and that's just, you know, I heard Chuck Long talking that, you know, that's pretty typical for a young quarterback. The defense, I mean, last week they gave up 500 and some yards. But they still played awesome. They mm-hmm. they held them when they had to. I mean, they stood up to a very tough Penn State team.
Yeah, well, and the running back that's maybe one of the best I've ever seen, at least
incredible.
At the college level. He is amazing.
Run through you, jump over you, whatever.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, he's fun to watch. I wish it wasn't last week's game, but mm-hmm. oh well. they still held their own. And the one thing that's concerning me right now is Wadley, we all know he's a stud, and he needs to be involved in the game. He really starts out slow, and he gets going. I wish he would start out. I think what he does, and this was me just being some moron watching football, but he looks like he's looking for somebody to beat all the time, and he's just looking for that guy in that matchup, and that's why where he's been successful in the past. But you got to. I just like to see him just get the ball and just run, and then figure it out. I would like to see Noah Fant, the huge tight end, involved a lot more. I think that he's a big guy, might be hard to cover. So, saying all that and knowing about Michigan State, the when you read up on these teams, everybody's saying close game, close game, close game, and most people are leaning Michigan State who's favored. But I really think that what Iowa has stood up to in the test that they passed so far this year, I think that Stanley's a step ahead of their quarterback. I think his last name's like Lewerke or something like that. But I think he's a step ahead, and I think that with Josie Jewell and that defense, I am going to take Iowa tomorrow. I'm very confident in my pick, and I think they'll win the game by about 4 or 5.
All right, there you go. Good. Mal's going with the Hawkeyes to try and get a 500 weekend for her. And, of course, Mal the Sports Gal, follow her on Facebook, at Mal Sports Gal, follow her on Twitter. That's her handle there. Thanks, Mal. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too, go Hawks.
All right, go Hawks. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.